Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hi, everyone. Sherita Knobloch here, getting set up. Hopefully this works. This is take two in typical Army Wife Life style. So, hey, welcome. It's 2021. Welcome back to my closet. Nothing has changed here. Excited to share a little bit of my heart, of my administrative things with the stuff this morning, because today is all about planning around or planning for the no plan plans, which is pretty typical for military wife, military spouse life, right? We've learned a lot in 2020, and here we are in 2021, looking forward to hopefully everything this year has to offer. But one thing that doesn't change is our life is still super, super flexible. Semper Gumby, right? Always flexible. And I firmly believe, in a very biased opinion, that military spouses are some of the most empowered, flexible, and resourceful people literally on the planet. I think 2020 proved that. Not only did we have to deal with what we normally face, but also, of course, all things COVID-19. And unfortunately for many of us, that is still the case. So here we are. And while we look forward to hopefully things settling down this year, we still have this experience of planning for the no plan plans, right? And some people might say that's impossible. You can't plan for the no plan plans. And to a point, yes, that's true. You can't plan for the no plan plans. But I've seen this attitude on Facebook lately of people being like, oh my gosh, after last year, why bother? I'm not even going to order a planner. A lot of folks are just saying like, no, I'm not going to plan. I'm throwing that out the window. And if that's what you're called to do, okay, I get it. However, I like planning. Planning is my jam. And I don't really know if embracing the attitude of writing off plans forever and ever is the best way to go, right? So as we focus on that today, I want us to kind of think like how planning for things we can control, which sometimes are few and far between, might be able to give us a little bit of hope, joy, or comfort. And I think that it's important to understand that for those of you who are type A, maybe a little hypothetically slightly control freaky like myself, we learned a lot about flexibility last year, but we still have a little bit within our arena that we can control. So here are five things to plan when it's hard to plan, aka planning for the no plan plans. First tip, number one, plan for what you can. So for the first time in a long time, I really had actually a lot of time to kind of sketch out my year and plan for it. So a few weeks ago, I had my nifty new planner, brand new, fresh, shiny, clean, full of promise. And I really spent almost like a full week writing things down, designing it how I want. I use a bullet journal. And I realized that one reason, in addition to many, why I really struggled last year, just kind of higher levels of stress beyond COVID-19, was I hadn't given myself enough time to plan. Granted, my planner came in super late and I was stepping into a lot of new roles that I was like, I have no idea what the battle rhythm is supposed to look like here. Like, seriously, no clue. This year, I have a little more experience and I kind of know the battle rhythm with Army Wife Network and what that leadership experience looks like and sort of my dissertation and parenting. I mean, kind of. I mean, we're still homeschooling, so that's still totally no plan. But I really took some time to sketch out and plan for the things I could. Now, after last year, you might be like, Sherita, there are no such things as a sure thing when it comes to plans. And I get that, but there are a few things that happen on a regular basis. Things like bills we have to pay. Or for me, here's an example, trash day. pretty chill, kind of minor, but it comes every Tuesday night. Like, we need to roll our trash out to get ready for trash day, that trash pickup that comes at 5:30 the next day. If we forget we live in the city, that can be really difficult for a week, because honestly, we fill up our trash bin in a week. So this year, for 2021, I got my planner and I mapped out every Tuesday, roll out the trash. Simple, not epically profound, but by doing that, I've taken control of some of the little things that might kind of sneak up on me or surprise me. Like, oh, what day is it? Is that the trash truck? Like, just that shot of cortisol, that shot of, oh my goodnessness, right? And so that goes for the entire year. There's a lot of things that we can predict kind of with regularity, like bills, trash, that kind of stuff. The next thing I would say is to also, so if you use a hard copy planner, of course, writing those downs, put your magical stickers, whatever that looks like. If you use a digital planner, super easy to set up those recurring reminders. Do that. Make sure you click no end date or it'll stop after 10 weeks. And then you'll be like, I forgot to roll out the trash or pay that bill or whatever. Also, if you do a lot of emailing like I do, I've engaged the Boomerang app in Gmail, which takes so much off my brain. Instead of being like, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget, I literally set up a recurring email reminder in my box, sometimes to me, sometimes to my team members or other things outside of AWN, and it automatically sends every week, hey, don't forget to check your spam. And I don't mean the canned meat kind, right? Like, I try to put that in there to make myself laugh, even though I'm super corny. We already know that. But it just comes every week to be like, hey, don't forget that, instead of me trying to like manage my stress and keep it in my brain. So tip number two is embrace that battle rhythm and map it out. Closely related to the first one. And we're hoping this is a year of normalcy, but when we plan for things we hope or want to happen, such as goals or those recurring reminders, we make them more of a priority and we're more likely to meet those deadlines. So here's an example. I know that with my AWN command team, I want to have monthly meetings this year. So instead of every month being like, oh no, what day is it? Have we had a meeting yet? Like, kind of that I need to be thinking all the time. I have literally just picked the specific date once per month and sent it out to my team. It doesn't mean they're going to guarantee to make it, but that's already taken it off of my leadership-y brain, captured it, and I've put it in my planner. It's in my planner. So I know, like, the third Thursday of each month, we're going to gather on Zoom, have a conversation, instead of feeling like a failure when I'm like, oh, didn't have a meeting this month or quarter or this year, right? Because that's what happened last year. It takes a lot of pressure off of me as a leader, as a mom, as a student, all the things. Another tip that I think is really kind of cool, if you have Navy Federal or USAA when it comes to payday, all you have to do is Google 2021 pay dates and then put your bank in, like, because Navy Federal and USAA pay like a day in advance, or depending on where it falls on the weekend, you get paid a skosh early. It's not necessarily like 1st and 15th. So you can go in and write those down, something to kind of look forward to, expect. And then for the months that maybe the weekends fall kind of funky or holidays and we get paid on the 12th and the 31st, it doesn't seem like a lot, but we can plan to kind of stretch and adjust accordingly as we need. Number three, this sounds super, super silly. It's a magical weapon. Use whiteout. Get your whiteout. For those of you listening on the podcast later, I'm literally just holding up a bottle of whiteout. I also have a whiteout pen. Military spouses, we've always been saying, like, never write anything on the calendar in pen, write in pencil. If you can do that, great. I'm a giant pen snob. Here's another visual. Like, I love inky pens. All the different colors, all the things. So pencils just aren't quite my jam very often. So I write in pen. And then when things change, because let's be real, they will, it's too easy just to bust that out and white out over it. The funny thing is, I used to say like, oh, I don't want to mess up my planner. And good grief, the expectations that I had for trying to get things right the first time, like, that's a perfectionistic approach that is impossible. Like, it is unrealistic to say, I'm never going to make a mistake. Not only just changing of plans, but gosh, I don't have beautiful handwriting. Ask my team members. They see the cards I send. It's scribbly. Like, it's this side of hieroglyphics. I have not good handwriting. I make mistakes. I'm like, oh, I don't need to put that there. And here's the thing. Planners are meant to be used. Like, yes, we want to try to keep them neat and tidy, but planners are meant to be used. My planner is going to look like it's been run through the ringer by the time we get to December. And that just means I've used it well. So grab the magic formula and get to work. Automatic flexibility in a bottle. Number four, engage the oh well statement. I remember as a new military spouse how I would get so upset when plans would change. Like, I for some reason, almost took it personally. Like, the military was out to get me and ruin my one-on-one romantic time with my husband. 12 years later, after meeting my husband, falling in love, obviously, I know that's ridiculous. Like, but, like, that's not what their goal is. However, I have to understand, we have to understand as military spouses, sometimes the mission does come first, right? And so the reality that of the world in which we live, whether we're military spouses or not, is things do change. We are going to face disappointment. We're going to have to roll with the punches. And so I realized two ever so empowering words. I'm sorry, it's not more profound. Oh, well. Or it is what it is, or something like that. Kind of, you know, it might sound like a Band-Aid, but it really kind of takes out the emotional, like, intensity of the disappointment. And I'm not saying this to be flippant. Like, if your vacation gets canceled, if your wedding gets pushed back, if deployment is extended, blech, like, it's not a shove the emotions away and ignore them. Absolutely not. Give yourself permission to feel those feelings. But that oh well moment can, like, help us heave this heavy sigh. Well, it is what it is. And then we can, in the moment, adjust, get your whiteout out, change it on your planner, on your calendar, on your phone, on Google, whatever you use. And then we can channel our frustration in a healthy way, whether that's controlling something we can, cleaning and organizing the cabinets. That's what I do. If I'm tearing up the kitchen cabinets, my husband's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. It's something I can control. I'm not upset at my family. I'm a little stressy, but that's a good way to cope. Things like going for a frustrated, angry run, taking a time out, going to soak in the tub, distracting myself, reading a book, going for a drive across town with my daughter, just something to be like, okay, here's how we're going to roll. So don't be afraid of saying, oh, well, it is what it is. I think that creates resilience in us and helps us to mature and bounce back quicker when we're stretched and when we face disappointment. Last tip is to fold in joy, beauty, and laughter. Tall, tall order. Gosh, especially after last year, tall order. However, I know that it's possible. One of the things I've been most excited for this year is literally just using my planner even more than I did last year. Again, it's set up, it's planned, and enjoying the beauty of it. Like, I've got it here. So here's my bullet journal. Hopefully you guys can see it. Got some, let me, there it is. Sorry for you, those of you who are on the podcast. This is my bullet journal. Got the tabs here, which I've never done. I've got my washi tape. When in doubt, washi tape it up. All the stickers, the scribbles. Trying to do this in this, it's backward on Facebook, but here's all of, like, just all the things captured in a book, and dang it, it's beautiful. I cannot take credit at all for the beautiful calligraphy and lettering. Shout out to Lauren's Letters, a friend from church when we were stationed at Fort Benning in Columbus, Georgia. She did all the beautifulness on that, but I really took some time to put in inspirational quote stickers and some scripture and things I want to focus on and just some beauty in the planner that is my life, helping me hold on and plan for the no plan plans with what I can control. I encourage you to do that too. If you took a look at that and you were like, holy moly, I am super overwhelmed, hard pass. I get that. Some people like less is more. Me, obviously, more is more. You know me, that's how I roll. However, for some of you who are like, I just need clean, clear, bare minimum, flipping to a new week when it's clean, fresh, you don't have anything on your to-do list yet, that can be a source of joy, hope, laughter. It's just something to think about as we move through this year, that in our daily moments of planning for the no plan plans, we can fold in joy, laughter, hope, and just some levity, some lightness, because dang, life is heavy sometimes, and that really literally will weigh you down. So those are my five kind of points, planning for the no plan plans, things that seem kind of impossible, but planning for what you can, embracing that battle rhythm, mapping it out, using whiteout, engaging that OL statement, and then of course, folding in that beauty, joy, and laughter. We are so excited here at Army Wife Network to be kicking off our 16th year, 16 years of podcasting. So pumped. My team is rocking and rolling. We drop our first full-length episode on Monday with Susan Miller from Just Moved Ministry. She is one of my longtime online friends, just an inspiring, empowering woman. Be sure to catch it on armywifenetwork.com. Everywhere that podcasts can be heard, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, yada, yada. This will be turned into a podcast. So if you want to catch some more notes or look at some of the show notes, that will be going out in about a week on our website. You can always connect with us across social media, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram at armywifenetwork.com. If I can encourage you, help you in any way this year, even right now, if you're like, I'm feeling overwhelmed, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with my hands or my planner or my life, I can't say that I promise to fix it, but I would love to come alongside and walk with you in that. Shoot me an email, info@armywifenetwork.com. I respond to every single email personally. So I hope to catch you again soon. Check us out online, armywifenetwork.com. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Canaan team, signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.